This is a 31-day healing devotional with Chim Newton. Day 20, the love of Christ. May I remind you, dear user of this healing devotional, that it is packaged in such a way that each message is complete in itself and packed with power enough to bring about your healing or deliverance. Therefore, let your faith rise. Be fully persuaded that your healing is a fait accompli. It is yours for the taking. Just believe and receive what the love of Christ has accomplished for you and me. The love of Christ, who can really fathom? It is so deep, so multidimensional in its manifestation that Apostle Paul described it as love surpassing of knowledge. The love of Christ, so richly pure, so touching, so wonderful that it is eternally life-changing. Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesians concerning the love of Christ, that God grants them according to the riches of God's glory, that they may be strengthened in their inner man so that Christ may dwell in their hearts. He prayed further that they may be grounded and rooted in the love of Christ so that they can experience the width, the length, the depth, and height of the love of Christ. In other words, it takes Christ dwelling in our hearts for us to really experience the multi-dimensionality of the love of Christ. Beloved, does Christ dwell in your heart? Are you washed with his love like the laving of a gentle brook? Do you feel the flow of the rivers of his love expressing and manifesting itself an arousing flow of joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and temperance? Do you? Are you full of its expressions and manifestations that your entire being steadily strums with sweet notes? Really, there are no words to fully picture the realms of this love, so rich and pure. But when you do start to taste of the dimensions of this love, your life will experience quantum leaps of joy and fulfillment, and then only can you be filled with all the fullness of God, that is, experiencing the possibilities of all the life and power that comes from God. And what a wonder you become as a follower of Christ Jesus. Therefore, brethren, let us endeavor to walk in love, and let the light of this love shine upon everyone we encounter. The truth is that the love of Christ epitomizes his nature. He loved so selflessly and unconditionally when he walked the face of this earth. He was propelled by such magnetizing compassion that pulled all who had need of healing and deliverance to him. The love of Christ till date remains so rich, so pure, ever seeking to heal wounds and mend broken hearts and bodies. It is still so embracing, so liberating, that it readily reaches out to purge a dark world of the filth of sin and wickedness. The love of Christ still is so forgiving, so merciful. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Need I remind you, dear one, that the love of Christ is the love of God, made manifest in the flesh, in his Son, Jesus Christ. It is God's love in action, willing to deliver and rescue to the utmost end. The love of Christ is love overflowing with tenderness and goodness, so much he spares no opportunity to do you good. It is this love, ever so seasoned with compassion, that propelled the Master to heal all who came to him, much more saints of the Lord. It is this love that made him suffer beyond words at the cross for the redemption of mankind. The love of God steadily yearns for all who are still wandering down the path of sin and damnation. With open arms, the Lord calls out to sinners, desiring that no one should perish. Just imagine for a moment how great is the love with which Christ loves you and me. How much He wants us to know that the price was fully paid for our victory, for our ransom, and nothing is permitted to trouble us. How great is the love that made the just to die in place of the unjust and wicked. How measureless is this love, the love of Christ. Friend, let nothing trouble you. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and He will give you peace, such as the world neither knows nor can comprehend. Hallelujah. Healing declaration. Brothers and sisters, good health is your portion. I can assure you, therefore, that whatever the enemy put on you has no option but to leave. I am going to agree with you according to the word of the living God, as it is written in Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. The word of the Lord Jesus Himself. And if the word of God be eternal truth, then be fully assured that your healing is a done deal. Place your right hand upon your head as a mark of agreement with me as I pray for you. Lord, according to your word, if two of us shall agree concerning anything that we ask, our Heavenly Father will grant it to us. Father, I agree with my brother, my sister, listening to me right now, that they be healed of whatever their health challenges may be, in the name of Jesus. Father, heal them in Jesus' name. Amen. It is done. You are healed because the word of God cannot fail. Check yourself and do what you couldn't do before. You will see that you have been healed. Oh, give glory to God. Faith action. 1. Now begin to thank God for your healing. Thank you, Father, for healing me. I receive, I have manifestation right now. 2. Tell someone about the great love with which Christ loved us, that He still expresses this love by setting the captives free. 3. Introduce the healing devotional to everyone around you who has need for healing. 4. Share your testimony of healing to fully establish your healing. You can send your testimony to chimnewton@ymail.com. Finally, it is a good thing to say thank you with a free will offering or donation if God has healed you or blessed you. There is a link in the description section that you can follow to give securely. Be blessed as you give, in Jesus' name. We shall now partake of the Holy Communion as our definitive faith action. Get your elements ready. You can use juice or non-alcoholic wine, soft drink, or even water to represent the blood. It makes no difference. God will honor your faith, and you can use a tiny piece of wafer, biscuit, or bread to represent the flesh of Jesus. Now say this after me. Lord Jesus, I obey your command to eat your flesh and drink your blood in remembrance of what you did for me at Calvary. You shed your blood for the remission of my sins, and by the stripes of the wounds you sustained, you took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Not one remains. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, it is illegal of the devil to put any disease, any evil in my body. There is no place in my body for them. Lord Jesus, as I eat your flesh and drink your blood, terminate all evils still clinging to my body. Thank you, Jesus, for I know that the price was fully paid. You may partake now. Eat the flesh of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus. It is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Finally, do kindly click on the subscribe button if you have not already done so. This will enable us to notify you whenever we have a new day's message uploaded. Be blessed as you do so.